Welcome to Defined by Moments. As today's beliefs and behaviors determine who we become tomorrow, this moment, right now, is how we learn to live better so that we can lead better. Now, let's turn it over to Dr. Joel Medley for today's lesson from God's Word.
Welcome back to Defined by Moments, and this is a special episode for me because it's my 50th podcast. If you had told me, you know, even a year ago that I would be doing a podcast, much less have 50 episodes already out there, I would have laughed at you. But a good dear friend of mine by the name of Andy Kane really pushed me to do this, and I've really enjoyed it. But it's my heart and my hope that you haven't just enjoyed these podcasts, but that you're learning from them, that you're growing from them, not only for your life, but also for your leadership. So in this special 50th episode, we're going to get to the middle part of our Shepherd Leadership Series, looking at the 23rd Psalm. So as we have done every single time, we're going to read through the Psalm before we start to dig into this one particular section. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Today, we're going to continue moving through this series. So far, we have talked about the aspect of surrender in leadership. We've talked about satisfaction in leadership. We've talked about the strain of leadership. Well, today, we're going to look at verse 3 and the first part of verse 4. And we're going to focus on the shadow of leadership. Now, I want to stop here because if you're familiar with the 23rd Psalm and you know this section in verse 4 about even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you know, you often hear this referenced whenever we are at a funeral and, you know, talking about the Lord and how he's there with you during this time. Well, I want to make sure you understand something. This psalm is not a psalm of dying. It's a psalm of living. And what this does is this has been amazingly set up by David, because look at the last part of verse 2. It says, he leads me beside still waters. Then in the middle part of verse 3, he leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And then in verse 4, even though I walk through the valley. Well, guess what? If the shepherd is leading you to still waters, if the shepherd is leading you in the right path, and then we get to verse 4 and you're saying as a sheep, hey, I am walking. Guess what you're doing? You're following. You are being led. So this is an important point for us to know and understand. So let's back up. Let's talk about this from a naturalistic point of view, and then we'll get into the application. So in America, we often think of the West, and we think of, you know, the cattle drives where these men are on horseback and they're riding, they're driving the cattle across the plains or to a specific location. Sheep are completely different. Sheep cannot be driven. They have to follow. They have to be led. And if you look at this phrasing here, like I referenced twice in the verses prior to verse 4, we see the mention of being led. That speaks of guidance. It speaks of bringing. It speaks about straightening things. You know, and really, it talks about transporting. So that shepherd is guiding. They're transporting the sheep into a very specific direction. And that's something that we can't miss here. What is amazing for us is if we go back and we look at, you know, some of the Old Testament examples, we see this referenced in Genesis 24, verse 27, you know, where we're in the middle of the scene of Isaac and Rebekah. It says, and blessed be the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who has not forsaken his steadfast love and his faithfulness towards my master. Notice the phrase, as for me, the Lord has led me in the way to the house of my master's kinsmen. This is the first reference of this term. And it shows that someone is taking someone else from point A very specifically to point B. And that's what happens here. So think about the aspect of the shepherd. The shepherd would walk ahead of the sheep. He would forge that path that the sheep would then turn around and they would follow. Walter Kaiser, a theologian who really wrote something I thought quite powerful about shepherd leadership, he mentioned a time that he was in Israel doing some research, and he was sitting out on the balcony of his hotel, the place where he was staying, and he kept hearing these whistles. And he looked across the way, and he saw this line of white zigzagging back and forth up this crevice. And he goes, "What in the world?" And he was talking to someone. It was a shepherd, even in modern times, was leading sheep, but they followed in a single file line. So think about that. Why would all of those sheep be walking on narrow pathways up a mountain where if they fall, that they're going to get seriously injured, or even worse, they could lose their life? Why would they do that? The answer is simple. It's the reputation of the sheep. Or excuse me, the reputation of the shepherd. Look at this latter part here of verse 3. He leads me in paths of righteousness. Why? For his name's sake. If a shepherd was contracted to take 100 sheep from point A to point B, but he only arrived at point B with 95 of the sheep, what would happen to his reputation? It would be destroyed. So think about what we see in Luke chapter 15, where Christ tells the parable of that shepherd that had 100 sheep and he lost one. And what did he do? He left the 99 and he went to find the one. Why? Because he was going to protect his reputation. He was going to show that he had love and care for every single one of those sheep, not just the majority of them. This is important for us because as we talk about the shadow, it's the shadow of the shepherd. The sheep will follow him. And as he takes them, that trust comes based upon experience. But I want you to think about that single file line. That first sheep that is immediately right behind the shepherd can see him, can hear him, can get up close to his legs and feel him. But as you continue down that line, if it's 100 sheep and it's single file over a mountain path, guess what? That 100th sheep can't see the shepherd. What he is doing, what that sheep is doing, is following those that are else in a line. And that tells us something very important. Yes, we all are sheep, but at the same point, we are a shepherd to someone else. That 99th sheep is leading the 100th. So it is important for us to make sure that we are following the right shepherd in our life, but also in our, not taking this as a spiritual application, but as a physical one, in your business, in your life, in your home, on your job, wherever you are, someone is watching you. And who you're following, you're going to lead them that way. So you need to make sure that you're following the right path. So here we see that the shepherd will lead us in the paths, in the track, in the way of righteousness, which is the way of prosperity. Now, this is not a prosperity gospel, but it is a way that avoids danger. It is a way that avoids harm. Sometimes there are parts of that path that you don't understand, but it is the right way to follow. Now, the other thing that is interesting here with shepherds is we often think of our modern context where there are fences, but there would not have been fences during this time period. So that shepherd would have exerted his effort, his constant attention, and his care for the sheep. Without that shepherd leadership, guess what happens to the sheep? They die. They wander off. They scatter. They're picked off by predators. So the important aspect of them being the shepherd, intentional in leading the sheep, is critical. So think about that. Think about as an adult with children. You can be in the kitchen cooking, and if you've got a two-year-old like we do, where's that two-year-old? He is always under your feet. Why? Because he wants to be with you. Or you hear those words, "Daddy, play with me." The children are there to learn. They have trusted you. They respect you. They want to learn more of you. Guess what? You have a tremendous opportunity to be able to impart even lessons to the two-year-old that will matter over time. Now, where this really takes a shift is we go from this aspect of leading in paths of righteousness for his name's sake to the verse that is more probably quoted of this psalm than any other. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Now let's talk about this in a couple of different ways. Number one, with a shadow, it does not exist unless you have one thing. And what is that one thing? It's light. So even though there is a shadow in this valley, guess what? That means that there is a source of light. There is a source of warmth. There is a source of guidance that exists. So when we think about shadows, it's not darkness. It's just an indication that there is light, we're headed in that direction, and there's someone in front of us that is casting a shadow for us to follow. But the other thing here is this says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. You know, I said earlier that this psalm is not about the dying. This psalm is about the living. And often this is taken and is used to make a spiritual application. But the question that we have to ask as we read through this imagery that David has presented us, is this literal or is this figurative? I mean, what kind of death experiences would sheep face? Well, they could be predators. If they're on this mountain where they could have caves or whatnot, predators could be in there that would jump out and strike. There could be deep ravines where they could fall. So, you know, the phrasing here, even though I walk through the valley, notice this, not of death, but of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. You know, one of the things that we are really good at doing in the modern day is worrying. You know, I heard someone say this years ago that worry is the advanced interest on problems that never occur. That is kind of what you see here with this valley of the shadow of death. The shepherd is leading us. We might be afraid as sheep that there could be danger somewhere else, but our trust in the shepherd is what keeps us going forward and keeps us following him. But the other thing that is important here, think of this in the figurative language. If you are at a higher point, whether that is a mountain, whether that is a hill, whether that is, you know, the precipice, you see much further. You get the light, but when you have to go down into the ravine to cross a stream and then come up to the other side, later in the day, you end up in shadows. And those shadows get long as the day continues to go. So this could also be figurative, that as we go through our lives, as we continue to get older, you know what? We still need to follow that shepherd. We never reach a point when we don't need the shepherd. I mean, we can go back. We're not going to rehash everything in Psalm 23:1, but what does David, a king that has everything, say? He says, "The Lord is my shepherd." By implication, I'm a sheep. So all of this, this aspect of the shadow, it means that we have someone ahead of us, a leader that we need to follow. The fact that we have the shadow means that there is a source of light and a source of guidance that's there for us if we're willing to look and if we're willing to follow. So let's take this and now let's apply this in several different ways. Really, it's going to be two, and let's start with the first one. There is value in the valley. You know, my friends, we love the mountaintop experiences. To be able to be at the heights of success, to be able to enjoy the long view, you know, to be able to enjoy the accomplishment. But you can't stay at the top of that mountain for long. You have to go down. So there is value in the valley. Now, you think about Mount Everest. People will expend years training to climb that mountain. And then they will go through the process of climbing up to that peak for weeks, and they will be there 5 to 10 minutes, and then they come down. Where's the majority of their time? The majority of their time is in the struggle. There's value in the valley. You see, in the valley, that's where we get direction. We know we've got to go up. So we gain direction, but it's also where we learn trust, because we have a shepherd that we have to follow. He knows where he's going. He knows the way up that mountain to get to the other side, and we have to follow. But it's where we gain strength, because instead of exerting tremendous effort to be able to go up the mountain, we are walking through more moderate terrain. But also it's in the valley that we have access to water. And as a sheep, we would have access to pasture, to food, so we gain our nourishment as well. Back in 2016, I went with a friend of mine to Montana, and I went on a mule deer hunt. And he took us to this specific place, and the pseudonym that I was given was Sheep Mountain, because he didn't want anyone to know where the secret place was that he was. He, every time he went, he would come back with a mule deer. But we got up at 4 in the morning. We were down in the valley along a creek, and we were up at 4 in the morning to begin a 2.5-hour hike to get to the top of the ridge so that we would be there at sunlight to be able to start glassing for mule deer. Think about that. Think of all the effort in utter darkness with headlamps on to be able to get to that high point. And then what did we do once we got there? We walked that ridge, and then we went down into lower draws to be able to see if we could find any mule deer. That is a wonderful picture of what we do in life. And my friends, yes, there's value in the valley. You're not always going to be at the top, and that is okay. So number one, there's value in the valley. Number two, leadership is not about doing, because leadership is about showing. Notice what this says here. It says that even though I walk, the sheep are the ones that are doing the walking, to the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. This isn't saying that the shepherd is walking for me. This isn't saying that the shepherd is carrying me. This is saying that I'm doing the walking, but I'm following that shepherd. In other words, the shepherd leader is showing the sheep what to do, and they are willingly surrendering and heading in that direction. Far too often, we as leaders want to get involved in doing things. But instead of us doing things, we need to be adding value to others. We need to be showing them how. We need to be teaching and training and passing along to them. Why? Because that's our succession plan. That's how the organization or our family unit will exist when we're no longer here, because of the time and the effort that we have put forward in showing how to do things. If we are going to be shepherd leaders, we have to lead, but we have to show. And in doing that, those behind us have come to earn our trust. They have come to respect us. And then we leave a legacy of service for them. So as we look at this verse, as we see this aspect of the shadow in leadership, don't forget that there is never a time period in your life that you will not be following someone else. Do not forget that there is value in the valley. Yes, the mountaintops are fun, but you can only get there by the experience, the trust, the strength, the direction, and the nourishment that you gain while you're down in the valley. The last thing that I will do is I want to read the latter part of verses 2, 3, and 4 one more time. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. There's always value in the valley when you're following the shepherd. Thank you for listening to Defined by Moments, where we discuss topics showing how we live determines how we lead. Hope to have you back in the not-too-distant future, and you take care.